So in the parsha, in the middle of Perech of Gimel, so in between V and Chamishi, comes the Torah discusses the Karban HaOmer. By Deborah Shel Moshe Lemar, Dabra Bnei Yisrael Ramat Aleihem Ki Savo Al Oretz Asher Ani Nosen Lechem Uktzatim Es Ksira. When you come to the land and you'll cut the first ksira of the Hevesem as Omer Reishis Ksira Chim HaKohen. And you'll bring the Omer, which is the first of the carbon Omer that you bring to the Kohen. Etc., etc. Exactly what you have to bring. Keves, Tamim, Ben Shnaso, Umin Chaso, Shnei Yisronim, Venisko Yan, Revius Ahin. Then the pasuk, not on the sheet, Usfartim Lechemi Mochas HaShabbos Miyom HaViyachmas Omer Tnufa Sheva Shabbosos Tzimos Tiyana. Then you count 7 full weeks from the Omer. And the carbon that's brought at the time. And then the parsha concludes, pasuk Chaveis, going into Chamishi, this is on the sheet, uvekutzrechem es ktsir artzechem, and when you cut the harvest, lo sechale pa'asadcha v'kutzrecha, don't cut off the corners, v'leket ktsir chalo salakeit, and the leket, la'ani v'lager tazo sa'ani Hashem okecha, and you should leave it for the ani and the ger. So many of the Mepharshim are intrigued. First of all, is this the second Ksira? What's the discussion here? Obviously, we're part of the original Ksira, but in addition to bringing some to the Omer, Karban Omer, you also, it seems, have to leave the halakas of Peah, Shecha, Leket Shecha, and Peah. If you take a look at the Ralbag, Ralbag says, "Far hisbore the parashas kedoshim." We already discussed this mitzvah of peah in the previous parasha. Ubab is amokam. Why is it brought in over here? Ki akavana be'ena. The purpose over here is shetiva Hashem yisala. Hashem commands us sheyakriv minfas haomer v'shtei alecha miyaktira kodesh. You have to be makriv the minchas haomer and the shtei alechem from the first of the harvest lahoyer to teach us to be meoritas ki akol ba mehashem yitala that everything comes from Hashem v'hutziva gamkein and Hashem also commands us lahetiv mehem el ha'aniyim kodem shiyavol yadenu that we have to be meitiv from that Sira to the poor people before we bring it into our homes. Lahoyer to teach us, ki zeh ba me Hashem yisala, that this comes from Hashem. V'hu rotza and he wants sheyizku aniyim b'zeh achilek that the aniyim should come from this portion. Ganachnu b'shar and we should take from the rest. Ki akol ba meito meito akol. Everything comes from Hashem, and Hashem has everything. So the placement of, or the repetition of the mitzvah of Peah brought in over here is now that you were moda, you gave this hodah by the Karban HaOmer, the first Ksira, that everything comes from Hashem, and everything comes from Hashem, and Hashem wants you to bring from this Ksira. He doesn't want you to take everything. He wants you to leave some of the shich and peah, leket shich and peah for the aniyim. So it seems that once the Ralban tells you that there is a order for the placements, that means we can learn from this order. That means that if it would not be for the Karban Omer, if not be for this taking from the original Tzira to give to Hashem, which is Modeh Hashem as everything, we would not be able to, I know Gasa Gasa, but on some level we wouldn't be able to do Lekut Shifrin Peah. It's pretty amazing thing. Because we would be thinking that I'm not giving to the Aniyim. Why should I give to the Aniyim? It's my produce. You know, like almost after all of the mitzvahs that we learned, you know, still we're holding it in Parashas Emor, and all the Chesed Hashem did, and the understanding of the mitzvahs, still, without, if possible, without this extra reminder now, that from the Korban HaOmer, it's shayach that we would not be holding by being able to do Lekut Shifrin Peah. Only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us this ha'ara that everything belongs to Him. So now that you know everything belongs to Him, so Hashem says, it's his world. He says, okay, He's giving it to you. So He says that this chelek has to go to the Aniyim. It's His. He can do what He wants with it. That's amazing. If not for that, we wouldn't be holding by doing Lekut Shifrin Peah. We couldn't do it. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to put this parsha of the Korban HaOmer to remind us, in this aura to us, that everything belongs to Hashem. You know, like a chiddush. Okay, so I tell you, interrupt here. I know you've heard a lot, but you didn't know that everything belongs to Hashem. It's like Sabra. But you see how fickle the humanity is, that with everything that we know, we need another reminder. This will be Mesoras. Remind us, help us. No matter how much we know, we need another reminder. So this Mamish Aleph Beis. What would be if there's a mitzvah in the Torah? At this stage in MR, there's a mitzvah in the Torah, Lekut Shifrin Peah. Finish. Just put in the middle. Lekut Shifrin Peah. You just put a mitzvah, Lekut Shifrin Peah, it's possible we wouldn't do the mitzvah. You know, it has to mamish be here by the, you know, by the Korban HaOmer, where specifically you're saying everything belongs to Hashem. You can take a look, just, you know, in the, it seems the Rabbag, all the footnotes on the bottom of the Rabbag are quoting the Sefer HaChinuch. So, you know, it seems that there's an alignment here. You take a look at the Korban HaOmer, Yishar Shemitzik Deshin is Bonim, Mitoch HaMais at the top, HaChesed HaGadol Sh'osa Hashem Baruch Hu B'Yosef. Just to be misbone that everything comes from Hashem, the Chesed Hashem B'Yosef, L'Chadish L'Em Shana Shana T'vu Al Mechia. Just in this bone that HaKadosh Baruch Hu every year gives us new sustenance, L'Chein Roi Lanu Sh'nakiv Lo Baruch Hu Mimena, that's why we give this carbon, L'Man Nizkor Chasta V'Tu HaGadol Terem Yenem Mimena. In order that we should remember the chesed of Hashem before we partake in it. And this reminder, Gufa, helps us to perform a pasha mitzvah, a sichlius dikah mitzvah, to help out people who are, you know, who don't have anything. And possibly on some level we would be able to rise to be able to perform without this added tzaris. A powerful, you know, reminder, we constantly need his tzaris. And without the last minute tzaris, it could be we wouldn't be able to do even kosher things that are very important. Now, not that this needs the anything, this Rambam here, but it's a Mishnah, we say every day, but I know it didn't occur to me when he quoted the Parshas Kedoshim. So we go back to Parshas Kedoshim, I just couldn't make too many cutouts. So I went back to Parshas Kedoshim where I quoted this Rambam on the close Kedoshim I have. So in Kedoshim, Perikut Tess, Pasuk Tess, is where the Mitzvah Peah is mentioned. Uvekutrechem, es ktsir atzechem, lo tzichalef ha'asadka, litzar, v'lepet ktsir chalo salakit. That's the Pasuk of Peah. So what does he say? Let's say, it's a Mishnah. Eilu dvarim she'en lahem shir. But this, when I looked at this, kama hu shir ha'peah, what is the shir of Peah? Min ha'tara ein la shir. There's no shir. Like one little stalk. You know, like even Akedei Kach, we couldn't bring ourselves to one, we wouldn't fagin the ani, and one shibolus, you know, we wouldn't be able to give. You know, it's my stuff. What are you telling me to bring my stuff? It's my produce. It's mine. What are you telling me to bring it to the ani for? I bring the carbon omer. Now I reminded myself that everything belongs to Hashem, so Hashem can tell me I have to bring that shibolus to the ani. I think that idea just becomes a little bit more pronounced if you take a look at the Sefer Chinuch over here. We see how there's little things that make such a powerful difference. Take a look in Reish Tes Zayin, Laniach Peya Basada, Nishar Shea Mitzvah. Ki Hashem Baruch Hu Ratzel Lios Amo Asher Bochar. Hashem desires that the nation that he chose, Me'utarim b'chol mida tova v'ikara, that we should be wrapped with every fine mida and precious one, v'shiyel hem nefesh brucha v'ruach n'diva, nefesh brucha v'ruach n'diva, generous, blessed, v'kvar kasafti, and as I wrote, Kenneth writes this in many places, ki mitoch ha'pa'ulos, through the actions, to spoil ha'nefesh, the nefesh will become stirred, inspired, motivated, tia tova, the tov of birkos Hashem ba, it will be good, and the blessing of Hashem will be in this person who does these actions. Ve'ein safek, there's no question, ki b'hoser ha'odam chelek echem v'rosav v'sadeyu, if a person will leave over one chelek from his fruits in his field, viafkirem, and he will be maskerit, shiyehenu v'atrichim, that the yaniyim, the ones who need it, should have pleasure from it. Tira b'nafsho sova rotzon, v'ruach nochon v'baruch. He will look at himself as sova rotzon. I think it means that he has everything he needs. V'ruach nochon v'baruch, he's blessed. Because Hashem is bio betuvo, and Hashem is making me, is satisfying me with good. Begam nafsho betov tola, and everything's good. Life is good. I got it made. Everything's going great. When he leaves over this extra portion, leaves it over for the ani. So he like, it's a reflection in himself that everything's great. V'ma'asev ha'kol ha'bayis, there's someone who brings everything into the house. Velo yashir achar bracha, and he doesn't leave anything left over. Sheyehanu bam avyonim, that the avyonim, the poor people, should have enough from. Asher ro hasad b'kamaser, these aniyim who saw the, were salivating, were plotting. They saw the field in its stalks. V'yisavu taiva le ulemayle nafshem bam kireivu, when they had a taiva to partake in some of these produce because they were starving. Yoreh ben nafsho b'li safek, he's going to, decide for him within himself without question. Roa leiv ben nefesh ra, v'gam ra tivoeyu. He views himself that everything's bad. Just by leaving one thing over, what's he leaving over? One shibolus, Amish, one little shibolus. The size of probably a finger. That little mount he leaves over. The man will make the difference whether or not he views life as great. Ah, look at that. I left over for the yoni. I'm blessed. Hashem gives me so much. Look, I even have left over. I consider this like some fantasy, like he's, big philanthropist. Give. Hashem's blessing me with so much. And then, obviously, the more you give, the more you have that feeling, but just the Messiah, even on one, on one shibolus, the Mishnah says, the Rambam says, Yotze. I assume this whole scenario is true even on that one little thing. And if he has to show him, he takes that shibolus in, it's terrible, it's like for our own sakes. This the chinuch even sounds over here, it's like, it's not even the terech, brach and kola. It's just, when you give things over, it's almost like a tachbula. If you want to feel good, you give. there are so many different applications to this. It's the idea of like little actions have such powerful meaning, you know, to be able to even do mitzvahs. Who is Hashem to tell me who to give my produce to? A person can even think such a thing. Who's he to tell me? Face the power of, I don't know, the influence of Haiva for money, maybe, or as we're so, you know, we're so fickle, or we don't remember the simple Musa concepts that we could easily forget, or we get busy and we don't think about it. I'm not sure, you know, really work on the exact Hezber to why this happens, but just you see it happens. Stop us even from doing this, a simple mitzvah, a nice mitzvah, to help out an ani, even for a little bit. And once we're able to do it, it helps us, you know, as a tachbula, who doesn't want to feel like everything's good? It's a great feeling. Everything's good. Just remember, I don't know if it has anything to do with the shmuz. I just remember when I was in Kollel, so I didn't have any money. I had less than money. And I felt very good. All these mishalachim, for the first time in my life, people knocking on my door. And I almost didn't have anything. I was negative. I had to write a check and be more negative. I couldn't do it. I just had a dollar, like 50 cents. The guy comes to your door and you have 50 cents. But I didn't have. What was this to do? A little minus. And I didn't have. So I had money in my checkbook, and we only spent mamish, you know, barely what we could afford. And I don't know, so Chaver my yeshiva told me, I asked him, what do you do? So he told me what's easy to do is he asked me if I give ma'aser. I said, yeah, I give ma'aser when I have, I'll give ma'aser. So he told me what he does is he takes the money off, you know, as soon as he gets the check, he takes the money, puts it into a different account, and then you give it from there. I said, but still, how will that happen? You still don't have the same amount of money. He says, I know, that's what he does. So I tried it, made another bank account, and all of a sudden, overnight, it became like a gear. The next time I had a paycheck, whatever it was, I put money in there, the guy comes in, I opened the separate account, I was mamash a gvir. I gave him, you know, $5, you know, I felt like so, Hashem gave me plenty, I'm so rich, nada yom hazeh, you know, separate my account. I was always trying to make a cheshbon, how much money I have, how much money I owe, you know, I was always trying to keep a cheshbon in one account. You know, keep a thing on the side, I try to keep a cheshbon on the side, how much I have to give, but there was never money in there. I was always behind, and someone said, you don't have to give. I don't know, all these had different ideas of how to do it. I don't know, I'm not supposed to, I don't know what you're supposed to do, what you're allowed to do, I never asked. And then once I started doing this, I put the money on the side, so I'm mamish, the Sefer HaChinuch, mamish happened, Hashem was so native to me, he gave me so much, someone comes, I write a check, like a big philanthropist. We see like little things can make such a big difference in our lives, and even the simple Musa concepts to get us to do the mitzvahs the way they're supposed to be done.